you see a fit for Jake.
And then do you only keep seven defensemen, or are you keeping eight? Are you keeping an extra forward? Like now there's decisions, right?
Now.
You got 23. So when you factor in 12 forwards, six defensemen, two goalies. Now, so there's 20 there. Who are your extra three? Let's bring in Sportsnet 650 hockey analyst Corey Hirsch into this discussion here as we kind of peel back some layers and getting a little more clarity as to what this opening night roster is going to look like. Hershey, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. What's happening today? I hear it's a pretty busy day in the Canucks world. Lots of tweets and reading.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, listen, Corey. I have confirmed this, but Sven Berchi's going to waivers this morning. What are your thoughts on that, Corey?
Well, my thoughts on that are is that they wouldn't just put Sven on without trying to move him. I guarantee you they passed him around the
big
league.
Big time.
Yeah, you're not going to just – that's not a – it's not a slight on Sven Berchi that we didn't even try to move you. We're just going to try. No, I guarantee you they tried to get some. I'm shocked they couldn't get anything for him. I thought maybe someone might throw probably a salary.
Yeah.
And even though he doesn't make a ton of money, it's still, 3.7 I think he makes. It's still too much for a lot of teams to take on. So that limits you to probably about seven teams because there's so many teams right up against the cap. So I feel for Sven, but by all means, it doesn't mean that he's done, right? We saw Sam Gagner is back in the NHL. If somebody needs a player and he starts in Utica and he plays pretty well, they might be able to make a side deal like they did with Gagner last year.
This simply Adam Gaudette forcing their hand, Corey, yeah, and sending a message to everybody in the room and the organization that we're true to our word. If you earn a spot, you get it.
That's awesome. I know I've been in the locker room, and you know what it's like when a guy that you want on the team gets sent down because of rules and numbers and contracts, and it's a really crappy feeling because you want to ice the best team. So if I was the team in the locker room, you're sad to see Sven go, you're sad to see some guys, but it shows that the organization is serious about making changes and winning and making the playoffs. And as a player, that's the most important thing. That's what drives you, not the money. Very few guys are driven by money. And if they are, I guarantee you they're probably not in the league very long. Guys are driven by winning.
Corey, one thing about today that is going to bother the Berchi camp, it is tough to get picked up because it's the worst time of the year to go on waivers. Because every team's up against the cap. You're a high-ticket guy. Nobody's sitting there going, okay, if you can't make the Vancouver Canucks top six, how are you going to make my top six? It is the absolute worst time to go on waivers if you're Sven Berchi.
Yeah, it is. And I've been where Sven is. I got put on waivers the 1 year, and I was supposed to get picked up by Phoenix. And then the next year came, or the next day came, and waivers, and I cleared waivers. And I was like, you know, what the hell just happened? It's not easy to get picked up on waivers. You got to be up for 30 days after. They got to keep you up, and they got to pay you. The only way I see it is if a team has a ton of injuries out of preseason. That's probably the only way it's going to happen for Sven, and it's unlikely because there's probably a lot of good players on waivers right now.
Corey, do you not think that, and if I had to bet $100, Adam Gaudette will be going back to the minors at some point in the next 2 to 3 months?
I will go out on a limb, and just like I said, he's going to make this team in the summer, that Adam Gaudette, he will be in the NHL. This is, I don't think he'll see the minors again.
He won't. Hey? You don't think that minimum ice time, they might go down for a couple weeks and play 20 minutes?
You're talking a conditioning stint?
Well, just in the sense that they may go, hey, you know what, you can play here, but you haven't got enough ice time, go down there for a couple of weeks and then come back up here.
If it's a conditioning stint, possibly, but I doubt it. To me, Adam Gaudette, and I've been saying this all along, he is an NHL player.
Yeah.
You know who and part of the reason that I've been able to say that and go out on a limb and say that is because I played with Doug Weight when Doug Weight came into the league with the New York Rangers, and he reminds me so much of Doug Weight. Just watching him play, how smart he is, how he plays the game, he can get, and he's kind of flying under the radar, right? It's not like he's flown under the radar to this point. He hasn't had to come in and be Pettersson or Besser or that kind of pressure. It's like, you know, no one's really expected this, and he's that. He reminds me a lot of Doug Weight.
Corey Hirsch with us here on Sportsnet 650. They're going to have to figure out, Antoine Roussel could go on IR. I guess the question is for how long. Doesn't seem like we're looking at December based on the fact that he's on the ice more and more regularly each and every day. But can we take a guess here and think that if you're going to keep Ferland, Pettersson, Besser up front, you got Pearson, Horvat, Miller as your second line. Let's just say for hypothetical, you've got Gaudette, Sutter, and Virtanen as your third grouping. Levo, Beagle on your fourth, and let's say now you've got a mix of who's left, Schaller, Mott, Eriksson. Now, do you keep all three of those forwards and then go with just the 7D where you've got Edler, Myers, Hughes, Tanev, Ben, Stetcher, and then say you've got Fantenberg as your seventh? Biega is the guy who can ultimately – he's got a big enough contract that I don't think anybody would necessarily jump on and allow him to clear, but maybe you keep the extra forward as opposed to keeping the eight defensemen this time around. What do you think of that logic?
Yeah, I think you'll keep the extra forward, no question. Because a guy like Biega can go up and down. And you saw last year he went through waivers. He ended up on the Canucks the whole year, really pretty much. I just don't think the Canucks are done. As far as trades, as far as moving guys, I think they'll still try and look. Even if Sven does get through waivers, they'll still try and look through at trade options a month from now. I think, you know, Louis Eriksson is still something that has to be made a decision on. And I said this on a show the other day, is that the Louis Eriksson thing isn't a Jim Benning and isn't a Travis Green thing. It's a Aquilini. He's got to decide whether or not what he wants to do as far as it's his money. And Louis's making a lot of it as to whether or not he'll pay a guy to play in the minors or if he'll pay to try and buy him out. So that's going to be an Aquilini decision. That has nothing to do with Jim and has nothing to do with Travis. So there's another scenario. So I guess it'll all play out. Guys get hurt in that, but I'm excited to see Roussel and Ferland on the same team. It's going to be like the Hansons.
Corey, the initial... The initial response we see from Vancouver fans is not good about Berchi going on waivers. How can you keep Eriksson? How can you keep Schaller? How can you keep these guys over Berchi? And to sit in the Canucks war room with the coach and the GM and their scouts and their staff, that's a total different thing than you know, reading Twitter or our text line is going nuts as well right now. How dare you put Berchi? But the hockey people made the decision. You got to go with them.
Yeah. Well, and you also have to understand that Berchi probably doesn't fit their long-term plans. So this might be, hey, you know what? Let's give Sven. We're going to expose you to the league. Hey, this might be a thing for Sven. You're not going to play here. So sometimes they do that just to give you an opportunity to get exposed across the league. Like, you don't know what happens behind closed doors. And is Sven Berchi going to make this team a Stanley Cup contender? No. Is Schaller? No. But those are decisions that might, Louis Eriksson, that might be able to be made later. Like, just because right now it's Sven Berchi doesn't mean, you know, that Louis Eriksson and Schaller are on the team. Like, this is all decisions that will be made over the course of time. And I can see where Canuck fans, yes, everybody loves to look at skill, but skill doesn't necessarily translate on the ice in terms of production or look at Goldie, all the skill in the world, but in terms of production doesn't translate on the ice. So if Sven doesn't fit in your plans, it's time to move him on.
You got to have will, Corey. With the
yeah,
skill.
You got to have will. With the skill. That's a great way to say it. Yeah. Yep.
What's Will's last
Absolutely.
Name?
Absolutely. And Louis, the decision on Louis, like Canuck fans, pay, you know, money is keeping them here, and be patient. That's an Aquilini decision, and we get to it, he'll get to it.
What do you think the Eriksson camp would do if he was sent to Utica and he actually had to go there and jump on a bus? Do you think that would force their hand? JP Barrie was on this show in the summertime, said, you know, we want an NHL team. Well, if no NHL team wants does that not force Louis to maybe think, let's go to Sweden?
That's going to be up to Louis.
Yeah.
That'll be up to if that happens. Does he want to go down to Utica and collect his money? I've seen guys do it. That's a lot of money to be making in the minors, and it's a lot of money to pass up. And he might not have to worry about money. Or I shouldn't say might not have to. He doesn't have to worry about money. So if he wants to pack it in, that's up to him. Or if he wants to go to Sweden, there's lots of options.
Well,
but the Canucks run the risk of paying him, if he wants to, 3 years in Utica at $6 million. So that's a possibility, too.
They're paying a retired guy $3 million.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be, again, like I said, that's an Aquilini decision. That's not a Benning decision or a Travis Green decision.
That's a big, yeah, it's a lot of money to swallow. Now, look.
I mean, oh, my God. Yeah.
Now, look, it's more the cap hit than anything because the signing bonus, a lot of these, you know, what Louis was ultimately paid, he got in signing bonuses annually, right? So most
right.
of the salary
yeah,
has already been paid
salary,
out
yeah.
this particular year. And the bulk of the dollars have been paid out in his contract.
Yeah.
But it's still the...
It's a cap hit, but if you're going, this guy's not part of our future, let's create a little more space and you move him.
And the thing about Sven Berchi is that the Canucks have enough power play guys right now. Sven doesn't really kill penalties. Schaller does, right? Louis does. Mott does. So that's the other thing about Sven, too, is that if he's not going to kill penalties for you, he's probably not going to be on your power play, where does he fit? So give him a chance somewhere else.
Well, here we go. Two nights to opening night, and you're not going to be able to please everybody, as our Subway text line is telling us right now, but it certainly has given us a lot to talk about over the next little bit, and we'll let the plot continue to thicken here as we get even more clarity as the day progresses. Thanks for this, Rishi.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, I just love how people want change, but when there is change, they're pissed.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we want a better team, but yeah, when you don't trade my player, right? Yeah. It's like, or don't send my player down.
All I want is when we play Name That Nuck in 2 minutes, I want the answer to be Corey Hirsch, but I don't know for
Sven Berchi.
I think we did that last week.
Did we? Was it you last week? Yeah, I don't know if it'll be Sven Berchi. They're quickly changing it in our contest.
We're changing unis, yeah.
Thanks, Hirschy.
Good luck to those guys. Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Hirsch. There he is, Corey Hirsch, bringing it this morning on a day that Sven Berchi is going on waivers, according to our own Rick Dolly.
Well,
according
and I got
to Friedman. Looks like Nick Goldobin's on his way out as well.